Good morning for WVIK News in Rock Island. I'm Zach Wilson. One day after the Democratic debate in Ohio, former Vice President Joe Biden brought his presidential campaign to the River Center in downtown Davenport. Biden spoke to the audience for 45 minutes, focusing exclusively on foreign policy and President Trump's removal of American troops from Syria. Biden says the Kurds made the ultimate sacrifice by losing 10,000 soldiers while helping the United States take on ISIS, and the president, quote, sold them out.
So now, the Kurds have had to make the only Faustian bargain they could make to avoid being wiped out and their women and children being wiped out by the onslaught of the Turkey military. They made a deal with two devils, Bashar Assad, a murderer who heads up the government of Syria, and Vladimir Putin, for their protection.
Biden is one of four presidential candidates with campaign stops in the Quad Cities this week, as Kamala Harris has a Quad City Times town hall tonight at St. Ambrose University, and Amy Klobuchar and Julian Castro will be in town on Friday. Agencies and programs that help the homeless now have a little more money to spend. Yesterday, a group called In From the Cold handed out grants totaling $10,000. Spokesman Harvey Wiley says each year the grants go to members of the Shelter and Transitional Housing Council, ranging from Christian Care and the Salvation Army to Community Health Care and Goodwill Industries.
Every social worker, every agency can use a little extra cash, and this kind of like helps them with a void that they have that they just can't get any help with. You know, and it kind of like fills that gap a little bit because there's a lot of issues out there and we're just trying to help.
Since 1992, In From the Cold has raised more than $350,000 to help these agencies. It holds several fundraisers each year, but the most important is the annual Mayor's Hunger Luncheon. This year's will be held on November 6th at the Golden Leaf Banquet Center in Davenport. The Friends of Harburg will be recognized for preserving a local landmark. The Civic Center Foundation will receive an award for advocacy tomorrow in Chicago. Landmarks Illinois will honor the nonprofit for restoring the Dankman-Harburg estate in Rock Island. A few years ago, the Friends of Harburg began to restore the mansion and its surrounding 10 acres. Now it's used for weddings, baby showers, fundraisers, and other events. Executive Director Deb Kuntze says the estate is very important to the Quad Cities.
Along with Friends of Harburg, the community really stepped forward and wanted to save it also, and they haven't let us down. It's been a very good thing. The community, they love this estate, and it shows.
Every year, Landmarks Illinois honors 9 individuals and organizations. Frank Butterfield, director of Landmarks Springfield office, says the awards are highly contested. While in Chicago, Deb Kuntze will participate in a panel discussion today, and the Friends of Harburg will receive the award for advocacy at the ceremony tomorrow. The new owner of Galesburg Castings plans to move the business to Fairfield, Iowa. Last week, Faircast announced the acquisition of the 25-year-old Illinois company. Faircast traces its history back to 1903 when it began operations as the Fairfield Iron Foundry. Its employees make iron castings for farm equipment, railroads, construction machinery, plus elevators and escalators. The company says eventually manufacturing will be consolidated at the Fairfield plant, and the Galesburg location will be closed. For WVIK News in Rock Island, I'm Zach Wilson.